Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. If you ask me if I want some turkey from you, just like Charles Manson, I'll say I do. Attacking that drumstick like I am insane. I'm Vladimir Putin and the bird is Ukraine. I can't wait to whip the mashed potatoes like Beyonce's sister in an elevator. If you can't afford a turkey, don't be a beggar. It's got crisper skin than Renee Zellweger. Every Thanksgiving, get the turkey itch. And like Adrian Peterson, I just can't switch. Oh, I want a turkey that's big and fat. It can't be beat, unlike the Democrats. I love to eat turkey and drink Coca-Cola. This year I'm thankful I didn't get Ebola. All Thanksgiving I love you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments we start our daily broadcast.
Who? Listens to radio, that go where you go medium called radio, that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John, what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio?
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Open hearings in the impeachment inquiry resume today with two witnesses in the morning and two in the afternoon.
We'll hear from Jennifer Williams, a national security staffer to the vice president. She'll testify alongside Alexander Vindman, director for Ukraine at the National Security Council. In the afternoon, Kurt Volker, President Trump's envoy to Ukraine, and Tim Morrison, who managed Russia and Europe for the National Security Council, will answer House Intelligence Committee questions.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Criminal charges are expected against two guards who were supposed to be keeping an eye on child sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein when he was found dead in his cell in New York.
After reportedly rejecting a plea bargain last week, those two guards could be charged as early as today. Those charges including failure to check on Epstein every half hour as required and falsifying log entries to claim that they did those checks.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Christmas.
That's what I'm getting for this guy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Hey, it's not a bad morning out there. A little cool, but you know, it's November. We're at 40 degrees right now. I love it when I have nice weather for you. Do you remember what was happening at this moment last Tuesday morning?
Freeze warning?
Arctic drop was happening. We had dropped 25 degrees in 2 hours, and it was raining, and it was windy, and it was cold. But, hey, this news is really good. Partly sunny at first, then becoming mostly sunny. Warmer today, high around 67 or 68. By the way, 68 is normal. Clear tonight, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, warming trend continues. Low 70s tomorrow, low to mid-70s Thursday. A couple of beautiful November days after today. Friday, high in the mid-70s. Chance of a shower by Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night into Saturday. So, really, all in all, we have a lot to be thankful for a week ahead of Thanksgiving. Right now, this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies at the moment. It's 38 in Prattville and 40 at Danley Field at 6:05.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
You know what's missing?
What? Your headphones?
No, not today.
Oh.
Those turned up in a rather odd place, by the
okay.
way.
I'm glad they turned up.
After a sweep of the radio station.
I saw Secret Service was in here and everything.
Dirty Monday Night Football. We'd normally have that, but they...
No.
They stopped making it.
Maybe it wasn't dirty enough.
This is a game that happened a long time ago. But just for the heck of it.
Holly's going to work on McNeil. Watch him get off here, Mike. Let's see if they can bang this in.
They're getting all lathered up now.
Right in his face. Opening his hip. He crawls right up into Dwayne Bowen. Somebody's got to grab a hold of it and choke it. I'm sure they're going to have Thomas Jones center the ball for suck up. Well, you have to get pressure with that top hand, and you're right. You have to ride that center.
I don't know what you can do besides maybe put a dress on some of these guys.
That's all we... Now I got my mic off. I'm good today, huh?
It's okay.
All right. Maybe what we need is an immediate break here at 6:07. Our rocket scientist of the day is just moments away. In fact, what I've got to do between now and then is decide who deserves it more. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery man has been convicted in federal court for stealing nearly $200,000 from Wind Creek Casino. In August of 2018, Jory Dumas and two relatives recruited an employee of the casino to give access to the keys to the cash kiosks. Dumas walked out of the casino with more than $192,000. Opening statements will begin today in the murder trial of a Montgomery police officer charged with killing an unarmed black man. Aaron Cody Smith is charged in the 2016 shooting death of 58-year-old Gregory Gunn. A panel of 14 jurors was picked yesterday. And no arrests after a stabbing at a gas station in the 1100 block of Ann Street Monday afternoon. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199. 401-0199.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:10. Always stuffed with a surprise.
Just in time for spending time with the relatives, it's the all-new Thanksgiving Subject Changer.
So, honey, have you met anyone yet?
Hey, let's talk about football. The Thanksgiving Subject Changer will quickly avert the attention away from personal matters or even politics.
So, you know what I think about this border wall?
Oh my gosh, let's talk about football.
Okay, so what do you think about Colin Kaepernick?
Forget football. Did anyone watch the parade? Anybody? The Thanksgiving Subject Changer, making dinner with your relatives tolerable.
Did you tell them you're gay yet, Chad?
Did you tell them you're pregnant yet, Jenna?
Malfunction. Malfunction. Reboot. 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 Reboot.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I don't have a guy's name, but he is a Cincinnati Bengals fan, so right off, you know, there's something askew. They are the only winless NFL team. Not even the Browns are this bad. They're 0-10.
When you're worse than the Browns, there is no hope.
Well, after they got off to a lousy start first week in October, he said, I'm going up in my roof and I'm not coming down until they win a game. So he's been up there for, he comes down for 1 hour a day.
Okay.
And he's living in a 12-foot by 10-foot rooftop tent.
It's crazy, I know. And I'm stuck in it, and I can't get out of it. Now, like, I'm stuck.
It's so boring, man. I hate not being around my family. That's probably the worst part.
Every Sunday, I've always said, you know, I've never, like, prayed to win a game just because I know there's far more important things to pray for. But, you know, the last couple weeks I'm praying, you know, like, please let us win so Jeff can come down.
I'm going to stick with my word, and eventually they have to win.
Hey, we have a song for you.
It epitomizes the word idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta stick my word. I hate it. This is awful.
My
family.
It's
boring.
Don't. Yeah.
But I gotta do it.
No, you don't gotta do it. I mean, if you came down, you might get teased for a day or two by people, but right now, I think your image is taking a bigger hit.
I could get if, like, he's turned that into, okay, you know, some sort of
fundraiser
charity thing,
yeah,
where he's making money as long as he's up there. Oh, yeah. I'll give you, I'll give you the benefit. Okay. You're not, though. So what? Yeah. What's the point?
I spent 5 hours in a cherry picker on a very hot day at the beach to raise money for something, but it was 5 hours.
So he only gets an hour off a day. Obviously, you have to go to the bathroom a few times a day. Think about that.
No details on waste removal are available in this story as it sits right now. But, and look, everybody has a team they love, but at the expense of your family, your kids.
Man.
And how is he earning a living? I'd like to know that, too.
Oh, that's another point.
I mean,
maybe he's the CEO of something.
I would imagine you could have a laptop up there and, you know, work from home if that's the kind of stuff you do. Anyway, for whatever silly thing you may have done, there's always somebody I can find that will make you feel like a freaking genius. So he is our rocket scientist today.
Hey, where'd you find your headphones?
In that drawer.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's
great. Let me show you. I looked yesterday. You were here. They were under this.
Do you not remember putting them there? Or?
I did not put them there. We never put them under something that heavy.
Okay.
There's like a briefcase or whatever it is. I don't know who it belongs to. So my suspicion is somebody accidentally took them. I don't believe they were taken. Just walked off with them and said, oh, God, how do I get these back? Probably heard me mention it on the air several hundred times yesterday.
When would they have done it, though? Without anybody seeing it.
Over the weekend or something. I don't know. Rick was ready to... Let's go look at the video. But...
no video up here, though.
They're back. All I wanted was to get them back.
Yeah. That's the problem. There's no video up here. So anybody could have taken them, stuffed them in a bag, and walked down with them, and you'd never know.
Well, what would Rich say here? Our long national nightmare is over.
It is. It is. It is. Yeah. And I'm so glad. Trust me, no one is happier that you found those headphones than Rich and myself.
Check, please.
Hey!
Oh, you got it!
Yeah, I got that.
What else is on?
Besides, nothing, really. They just run, they turn radio stations on because they're competing against greatness. And then we are humble.
Mm-hmm.
Baumhauer's Victory Grill, you know, tomorrow night we're celebrating... Charles Hollis's grandson's birthday, Rosie's birthday.
And do you know it's Sherry's birthday today, too?
Sherry?
Our friend Sherry.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, we love to celebrate occasions every Wednesday that we can at Baumhauer's. So come and join us tomorrow night after happy hour. If anybody deserves a celebration, it's Rosie, who has been, long before she came to become the afternoon producer, has always... been with us, leading us through various fundraising causes, trying to help listeners and so forth.
She used to be a riveter, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. She's also had somewhat of a modifying influence on me. I mean, I still melt down from time to time in the afternoon and go a little bit berserk. But there's some words that have vanished from my afternoon vocabulary because she's a good influence. By the way, from 2 to 6 weekday afternoons, Monday through Friday, it's halftime at Baumhauer's. So you got half off bottles and glasses of wine, half off great menu items like the Hot Lips or the Tailgate Burger or the Sweet Potato Fries, which taste amazing with Thai Sweet Barbecue Sauce. That's Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and we hope to see you there tomorrow. And by the way, if you'd like to do one of our listener focus group surveys, we will have theirs, though, too, in addition to the one we're having at the pizza place tonight. 6:18, we have our first look at the roads from the skipper, and then we'll be back with the timeline for November 19th.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're starting off this Tuesday morning with an accident on the Northern Boulevard. This happened over an hour ago. We still have emergency vehicles on the scenes, and they're in both lanes of the Northern Boulevard. This is going to be near Louisville Street, right at the Alabama River. If you're getting off I-65 north or southbound onto the Northern Boulevard, should be right in front of you. Use caution. Traffic is moving in both lanes of the Northern Boulevard, but we have emergency vehicles on each side. So use caution there. We have no other accidents to tell you about. We'll keep you posted all morning long if you'll stay right here with us. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is going to be a really special Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving! We brought chicken wings.
Happy Thanksgiving. I brought marshmallow peeps.
Hey, turkey boy, want to show me your giblets?
Yes, you'll have fun, fun, fun.
Thanksgiving dinner ever.
Ah, come on, boys, it's Thanksgiving.
Dad's getting drunk on Thanksgiving is a holiday tradition.
The turkey, the stuffing,
the cranberries.
Chow time, boys.
Kids, you'll have fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the Thanksgiving away. Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the Thanksgiving away.
That's all the turkey you're gonna get.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to us all, huh?
Cue the Piccolos. With the timeline for November 19th at 6:21, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 323rd day of this year, there are only 42 days left on National Have a Bad Day. All of us here at Blue Water hope you have a bad day.
Yeah.
Why please. Would they have a bad day?
You know, really.
What? Well, it's National Play Monopoly Day. Why would they have that? And I've yet to figure out why it's Rocky and Bullwinkle Day. This must be a landmark day.
Rocky and Bullwinkle Day?
Hot diggity!
It must be a landmark day. And, of course, we all know, I don't have to tell you, it's World Toilet Day.
Oh, well, we have a sound effect for World Toilet
Day. Idiot, 11 o'clock this morning, we should all flush our toilets. The waterworks people would be very pleased. We all flushed our toilet. At the same time. 156 years ago today in 1863, Abe Lincoln delivers the Gettysburg Address at the dedication of the Civil War Cemetery in Pennsylvania. One of the most famous speeches in American history? Yeah. In fact, 275 words. He brilliantly and movingly reminded the war-weary public why the Union had to fight and win the Civil War. 3 minutes long, and he wrote it on a train. And I know every single word of the Gettysburg Address. 1942, the Soviets counterattack at Stalingrad. The Soviet Red Army launches the Great Soviet Counteroffensive that turned the tide in the Battle of Stalingrad. Maybe one of the most awful battles in World War II as far as human suffering. On this date in 54, Sammy Davis Jr. involved in a serious auto accident, San Bernardino, California. 3 days later, he lost the ability to see in his left eye. He had to get a glass eye, and he also converted to Judaism. On the Family episode.
Yes, Archie, he was so clumsy, and he, not the same, but why did you turn Jew? Those are the kinds of things that were on that show,
I know.
And everybody knew it wasn't meant to be mean. They were portraying, they were reflecting some of the prejudices in existence.
Sammy was so on top of it. He was so funny. And then he kissed Archie at the end.
That was one of the greatest moments in television history. I watched that live, and we were laughing till that was great.
Also on the date in 54, the first automated toll collection machine goes into operation in the toll plaza on the New Jersey State Garden State Parkway. On this date in 59, 60 years ago today, the last Edsel rolled off the assembly line. What an ugly-looking vehicle.
It did become the poster child for bad ideas.
Yeah.
Like New Coke.
They kid that guy jumped off a building in New York City, the guy who rolled out that campaign, but he didn't, but he may have thought about it.
Urban legend, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, exactly. 58 years ago, in 1961, Lucille Ball marries her second husband, Gary Morton, just after a year after she divorced Desi. Lucy and Gary were married for 27 years until her death in 1989. Dateline Washington, D.C. John F. Kennedy had numerous meetings today, prepares for a political trip later in the week in Texas. He told his secretary, Evelyn Lincoln, that he was going to drop LBJ from the ticket in his reelection bid in 1964.
Can I interrupt with a programming note?
Yeah.
This Friday, we have a brand new breakdown on JFK's assassination with some new material. And then on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to rerun
that great broadcast.
That was one of our best shows ever with Terry Adams.
Yeah,
the much beloved and glorious.
You know, I have those newspapers too from that date. I remember that date so well, even at age 8.
You know what else JFK's assassination gave birth to? The term "It's a 5-day world," because using the New York Times as a benchmark, 5 days after his assassination, that word was no longer on the front page. The newspaper moved on to what LBJ was doing
forth. Oh, I see what you're saying.
After something that major, that historic, 5 days later, the subject matter had been pushed to deeper in the newspaper.
Of course, day 3, we buried him. 1969 on this date. You know, people forget about this. You know, we celebrated the 50 years of the moon landing. This is the day that Apollo 12, they land on the moon. Charles Conrad, Alan Bean, second moon landing. 44 years ago in 75, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest released. Jack Nicholson, Louise Fletcher as Nurse Ratchet. They earned Best Actor and Best Actress Award, and in the movie won the Best Picture Oscar. Now, our song of the day. And for those of you who got a clue yesterday, big one from wintertime into early spring 1976. School of Broadcasting students, this is one that's a red hot intro. Good top of the hour song. One of the best rock intros that year. Third single from Dreamboat Annie. Two sisters, Ann and Nancy Wilson. San Francisco, California. Here's Heart, Crazy on You. This is your timeline at 6:27. Good morning.
We still have time. Might still get by. Every time I think about it, I wanna cry. With bombs and the devil, and the kids keep coming. The way to be the easy, no time to be young. But I tell myself that I'm a doing alright. There's nothing left to do tonight. Let's go crazy on you.
Yes, sir. The Wilson sister. I saw them do that. They were here in Montgomery. They were actually at the old Civic Center. And I saw them come to town and play that. 1985, Reagan and Gorbachev hold their first summit in Geneva. No big agreements out of this meeting, but it was the start of an important relationship that would lead to big things. This is the date in 94. David Crosby had a successful liver transplant in Los Angeles. His liver was deteriorated, from extensive alcohol and drug abuse. Are you kidding? Probably in a museum somewhere. 22 years ago, 97, first set of surviving sextuplets born to an Iowa seamstress, Bobby McCoy. She gave birth to 4 boys and 3 girls.
Wow.
Wonder, do you know in advance? You know it's going to be multiple, but do you know it's going to be seven in advance?
Today, I think they would. Maybe not then, because I don't know that MRI and other imaging techniques were available.
Right.
Seven.
Wow.
And the world went nuts when the Dionne quintuplets were born back in the 30s.
Right.
You'll even see references to them in the Three Stooges and stuff like that that were that date to that period.
And you wonder how the family will be able to survive, but a lot of them get endorsements, right?
You know,
some of them, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's companies that step up in a corporate way for things like that.
13 years ago, 2006, Nintendo releases the Wii console. Did you say that that's basically not around anymore?
Wii, oh, no, yeah, that's already done. Gone. That is completely out of production.
I haven't taken mine out of the box yet. What am I going to do?
12 years ago in 2007, Amazon introduced Kindle. I didn't know that was an Amazon product. Kindle.
I didn't either. We gave one to my daughter's grandmother, and she loved it. She downloads books all the time.
It's great, and it's easy to read. Some people just prefer, though, to have the actual book in their hand. Birthdays. Actor Adam Driver is 36. Jodie Foster is 57. I once shot a president because of... Never mind. Meg Ryan is 58, When Harry Met Sally. Allison Janney is 60. To me, she's always C.J. Craig on West Wing.
Yeah.
She was perfect. Ann Curry is 63. Wonder what she's doing today.
Ann when did Curry? She leave? Was that during the Matt Lauer thing?
Yeah. Well, she was part of forcing him out. She corroborated information.
Remember the morning we pulled up Drudge?
Yeah.
And so Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer out at NBC.
Yeah.
And we're saying, how are they going to handle it on the air? Ahmad Rashad is 70? Really? Calvin Klein is 77. I have some Calvin Klein jeans that are 77. Ted Turner.
I have some Calvin Klein jeans that are 32, and they will never be worn again. No matter how much weight I lose.
Ted Turner is 81 today. And Larry King, how old is Larry?
He's got to be in the mid-80s.
He's 86 today.
86. Yeah.
9 days till Thanksgiving, 11 days till the Iron Bowl. Winter begins in 32 days, and we are just 36 days away from Christmas. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Something else is celebrated today.
Happy International Men's Day, a day celebrating men. So don't worry about buying a dozen roses or a box of chocolates or even a thoughtful, sentimental card. Instead, make reservations at a fancy French restaurant. Enjoy a filet mignon and a nice bottle of wine from another country because it's International Men's Day. Oh, and let him pay for it all. So guys, don't forget to have a happy International Men's Day.
From another country, yeah. Another's country.
6:32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
I love it when I have good news, and this is good news. Partly sunny at first, then mostly sunny. Warmer today with a high up to around 67, 68. Clear, chilly tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, the warming trend continues. Low 70s tomorrow, low to mid 70s on Thursday, so a couple of beautiful November days. Friday's high in the mid 70s. Chance of showers by, a couple of showers could pop up Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night into Saturday as the next cool front moves through the state. Right now this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's a high, thin veil of clouds. Temperature is 40 at 6:32.
Couple of things. Visit my Facebook page today. I put the show promo on there, but today's video is real. If you love French bulldogs, I like too.
That's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a little...
Chef?
Yeah, it's a little brown friend, kind of like our bosses, the one I nicknamed Bullet. Even though his name is Cooper, who always looks perpetually worried about something. And it's a really cute video where he bakes a copy of himself, basically. And also, yesterday, Eddie Bader sent me something interesting. Yesterday, in Point Barrow, Alaska, the sun set, not to be seen again for 6 months. Think about that.
Can you imagine?
And what's interesting is there's a stat today, the highest suicide rate in any country is Greenland, because where they also have a similar experience where you're kind of in the dark for 6 months. That does have to mess with your system some, wouldn't you think?
You're a big Pacific Northwest fan, Jay. I mean, that's a problem. Cabin fever is a problem up there. They have psychologists that deal with people all the time. Cabin fever with the sun, you know, and perpetual.
The time that I've been up there, the times that I've been up there, been plenty of times, but it's always a specific time of the year, Labor Day weekend, that sort of thing.
Labor Day weekend is the sunniest time of the year there.
And I was going to say,
it's beautiful.
Rarely do I ever see it as that dreary, yeah, you know, thing that it represents, you know, rainy and cloudy and, oh, it's so, yeah, it's not.
And now, a look at the roads. What's our TV topic again today?
As far as road trips, the perfect top elements for road trips, the top places to go for road trips.
All right, that is coming up as we join the gang from Rising on CBS 8, ABC 32. We're going to check traffic, and then we'll be back. Get your TVs warmed up.
Well, we've already had an eventful morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a bad accident on the Northern Boulevard this morning right near Louisville Street at the Alabama River. Had both lanes of the Northern Boulevard tied up, but I'm proud to report that they are both wide open for you now. Smooth sailing around the Northern Boulevard. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery are moving along at a speed limit clip. And we've also got light traffic on the boulevard. We're beginning to pick up more and more cars on the boulevard, and we're building towards 7 o'clock. It's going to get busy shortly. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. During the month of November, Reinhart Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days. And no hassle buying. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Open hearings in the impeachment inquiry resumed today with two witnesses in the morning and two in the afternoon.
We'll hear from Jennifer Williams, a national security staffer to the vice president. She'll testify alongside Alexander Vindman, director for Ukraine at the National Security Council. In the afternoon, Kurt Volker, President Trump's envoy to Ukraine, and Tim Morrison, who managed Russia and Europe for the National Security Council, will answer House Intelligence Committee questions.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Criminal charges are expected against two guards who were supposed to be keeping an eye on child sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein when he was found dead in his cell in New York.
After reportedly rejecting a plea bargain last week, those two guards could be charged as early as today. Those charges including failure to check on Epstein every half hour as required and falsifying log entries to claim that they did those checks.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff. His background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
May I have your attention, please?
What time do you have to be at the radio station?
Like right now.
Like right now?
What is there, an echo in here?
So early.
So early.
We still got a job to do.
I get it, but why do you have to go so early?
Because it's called,
a Tuesday morning show.
So you see,
morning is actually in the name.
Oh, right, right.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
It's showtime.
All right, we're ready for television. How do I look?
You sure is up.
Oh, you my best.
It's showtime.
Talking about... what's required for the perfect road trip? He said.
Remember, it's just a stinger and then boom, we're there.
Yeah. Look at me. I've got my hand poised over the button like a cat. Ready to
just like a...
Speaking of mouse, do you see what Jay?
Oh, yeah.
What? There was a fork on the floor and something under the refrigerator pulled it in.
You're kidding.
It was the freakiest thing.
Oh, no.
I didn't see it, but man...
I opened up the fridge door to get my water.
Yeah?
And I saw the end of the fork was already under the fridge. And then I just saw it move under. And I thought, oh, boy.
That could have been the culprit of the headphones, too.
Did anybody see a mouse running around the radio station with a set of headphones on yesterday? South Dakota will be featured in our most electrifying story a little bit later in the show.
Oh, is this about their meth ad? Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, God.
It's horrible.
It is, but we'll save the...
I mean, you can play the actual ad. It is horrible.
641. Yeah, that's...
I'm afraid somebody's going to lose their job over that one.
Governor is defending it, but we'll get to that in just a bit.
Oh, man.
3, 2, 1.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
A new survey asked people what goes into the perfect road trip.
The top answers were that the road trip is an average of 3 days long, you take a convertible, and the most essential things to have in the car are snacks, phone chargers, and water. And the best snacks are pretzels and chips, candy, and chocolate.
I'm just blown away by this three-day road trip. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1.
Well, okay.
Hey, guys, I just wouldn't want to be in the car that long. I just feel like a... road trip should be short.
No,
that's I don't think they mean
on the road.
It's a trip on the road.
Yeah, you're not driving for 3 days straight. That'd be awful.
Like cross country.
Yeah. If you want a great
road trip,
it says it's an average of 3 days long.
We're not driving to Birmingham.
Like you're stopping at different places.
I suppose I feel like the only place I want to stop at is the gas station. And then that destination. I don't want to be in the car all day long. I feel like I've...
Well, remember when I said you want to go on a road trip together before?
Yeah.
I take that back.
And I wouldn't mind going, but now I see that this is a... I don't want to be cooped up in the car. A convertible, bugs flying in your face.
Oh, wow. Mm. Apparently you
what is one. This?
Apparently you did not like Thelma and Louise.
I was going to say, what is this, Thelma and Louise?
Thelma and Louise.
Wow, yeah. So I'm out for this.
I think she would change her mind if it was in an RV or a really good RV.
Oh, yeah.
You change your mind.
Comfortable.
I love that. I really want to go on a road trip in an RV.
If you really want to get excited,
focus for more than 2 hours. I just
Okay. If you really want to get excited about
feels. Right.
Go ahead.
That's you, Jay.
No. That's go ahead. Go ahead.
What are you excited about?
If you want to have the RV experience, see the movie by that name, RV with Robin Williams. It's pretty funny. It's well done. But after seeing it, I wasn't particularly inclined to want to do that. Who wants to hook up their own plumbing?
Did you see this top 10 list of the destinations? Most of them are out west. Well, you went to Yellowstone, right, Andrew, this year? But it wasn't a road trip.
I did, yes. It wasn't a road trip.
He didn't drive. He knew better.
Niagara Falls, Florida Keys, Grand Canyon, Yosemite National Park, Deetsville.
Can't forget about Slap Out.
Hey, when you go south and cut over on Highway 84 to head over to Florida or mm-hmm. Georgia, you go through Pansy, and that is a road experience that rivals none other. If you want a road trip that's manageable, and I'm thinking Jalea here, Warm Springs, Georgia is about 90 minutes away. Yeah. And it is a complete change of scenery.
One more time?
Warm Springs, Georgia. It's the place where FDR used to go, and that's where he passed away. And that whole story is really, really interesting. But you get mountainous terrain, you get good views, including the one where he used to go picnic, and then the history there. And it's kind of a quaint, tiny place. So that's close. I make these 10.5-hour drives to visit my daughter about four times a year. Yeah. And I've got about 40 things on a checklist mm-hmm. that I make sure in the car before I leave. You know, cooler pack with Diet Coke, all that kind of stuff.
Well, we kid about, and in the movie Vacation, you know, the biggest ball of twine, those kind of things. But I was in Florida not too long ago, and there was this big sign, Florida's highest point. And it's like 119 feet high. It's a little hill.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tourist attraction.
It's right there in the panhandle, right off 331.
Florida's highest point.
It's flat. There's also a little hill in a place called Mount Dora, which is actually the only place in Florida that doesn't look like Florida. Mm-hmm. Tons of palm trees.
But they call it Mount Dora?
Mount Dora, yeah. Yes. Wow. Very antique town. Lots of good shops and stuff there.
Boy, so those Florida mountains.
Yeah, I've hiked a few of those.
The longest road trip that anybody has taken.
Like, my I do want to do the Route 66 from mm-hmm. Chicago to Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
A week or two.
Right.
Do that.
That's a great idea.
Convertible.
Yeah.
I miss
staying in hotels along the way. And
I don't know.
I did a 2-day road trip to Minnesota with Logan a few summers ago, and that was pretty fun. I was dropping her off
and
for
she probably
3 months,
had good
so it was a little sad
too.
But it was a cool experience.
Well, I've been out west storm chasing for 2 weeks.
Oh man,
Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas,
The longest I ever did, I was 19 years old, and it was a 19-hour drive to home in Ohio, and at the end, I was hallucinating, you know.
I drive like that, too. Once I drove from Miami to Chicago, 21 hours straight through.
Yeah.
Oh, and man, at the end of those kinds of trips,
I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Never do it again.
I was a little younger then.
Yeah, I have family in Chicago, so we road trip to Chicago. Like, we would do that for Christmas or in mm-hmm. the summer and that kind of thing. But, I mean, that was me as a kid where I'm pint-sized and can stretch out and
yeah.
in the car. Now, all 5'8 of me is just not trying to be road tripping anywhere
you're like,
longer.
First class Delta.
Exactly. I'm not.
Montgomery is about the same distance to Miami as it is to Chicago because I drove there for a high school reunion a few years ago, and I may go back next year if I'm not dead.
Keep that in mind. That I don't want to drive from either place.
Then. 3 hours is my limit.
You got to get your quota in. You got to say Miami and Chicago one more time, Greg.
I'll go to that reunion in Chicago if I'm not dead.
Unfortunately,
I'm not dead.
Here one more time. But we will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day, guys.
You too.
See you later.
Road trip.
All right. If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
We have to disconnect from TV, and then we can resume with our regular show.
I used to go to that 7.5-hour Florida trip a lot, but after 3 hours now, I'm a little antsy after 3 hours.
I can guarantee you this: if my daughter wasn't at the end of that drive, I would not be doing it. That's a huge. You know, what's the payoff on any trip? It's got to be worth it if you're going to put the time in to
sure.
do it.
Sure, yeah.
It is 6:48.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, let's go with the cheap and trashy. I don't know how much money you made overnight, but Kylie Jenner made $600 million for selling 51% of her cosmetics company.
Which means she still has 49% of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pocketed $600 million in the transaction.
Oh!
How? Never mind, that's just going to... All right, we told you about the guy that's living on his roof until the Bengals win. He's been up there since October 7th and probably will be until October 7th of next year. The best movies of the 2010s, we're getting a lot of these end-of-the-decade lists. What do you think was number one? I'll count them down for you. Top five.
Okay.
And this is, what's the time frame? The decade?
Yeah, 2010 to 19 would be it. And I'll count down the top. It's from the AV Club. I don't know what their opinion's worth, but these are always fun to discuss.
Number five.
The Tree of Life, 2011.
Well, I'm already throwing that out because that was a... bore. I tried to watch that, and it was, ugh.
How about A Separation?
We're not getting any better here.
Okay.
Number three.
The Social Network.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
Good.
I really like it.
I haven't seen it.
That's Aaron good. Sorkin wrote it, too.
It's all about Facebook. It's
yeah.
About Mark Zuckerberg.
It's the whole Zuckerberg story, and it's really good.
Did it...
Number two.
The Master.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that, remember. But I am interested in it. Yeah. God, it's been forever.
And number one.
2015's Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, what? That's really good. I'm surprised that hit number one, but that's really good.
They did a whole list of the top 100 movies like Zero Dark Thirty, which I thought was pretty good. 76.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Wolf of Wall Street, 2013, was number 24. Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, Francis Ha, The Florida Project, and Moonlight. That completed your top 10.
Man, that is a pretentious list.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of how it struck me. But I don't see every movie that's out there. You guys are more up to speed.
I've seen Phantom Thread. It was okay.
I'm waiting for the next Jimmy Stewart movie to come out before I go back to the theater. James Vanderbeek was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars after his wife revealed she had a miscarriage. And then one of the contestants on the show offered...
Wow.
Ellie Brooke offered to give up her points.
Two votes to save Ellie and Sasha.
Can I give it to James, please?
No. That's lovely of you to say that. But I know, sweetheart. Oh. I know.
There you go. Nice little public relations thing for Ellie Brooke, whoever she is.
I mean, they're really scraping the bottom to who's the next one going to be on.
Star, yeah, right.
Yeah.
James Holzhauer will face Ken Jennings in an epic battle on Jeopardy.
And that's in Jeopardy? It's Jeopardy. That sounds like the king that we hated on Game of Thrones. What was his name?
Joffrey.
Yeah.
Jeopardy.
Did any of you see the SNL skit about Sarah Lee?
No.
No, but I did see...
Did you watch the Jeff Sessions?
I watched the Jeff Sessions, yeah.
I saw it, but I didn't have...
volume up.
It wouldn't play.
Oh.
It was on the wrong...
Yeah.
Whatever. But it looked pretty funny. The spot itself that's running, and every time I see it, it pops up here every once in a while, morning and afternoon. And I think the bottom line to that session spot, is that he has to advertise it all to get his job back. He ran unopposed last time.
He was pretty pretty electable at one time.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't even know that anything is a done deal there. And we're hoping to get him on the afternoon show so we can ask some pertinent questions. So far, we have been rebuffed. Derek Jeter is the lead candidate and probably the only one worthy on the new list of 18 eligible for baseball Hall of Fame. American Idol is giving three former contestants a chance to compete against each other, with one of them earning a spot on the new season. Does anybody care about American Idol anymore?
Oh, it's still on?
No.
Yeah, it's coming back. In
who
January.
Runs it? ABC? Who runs it? Who runs it?
Somebody got it.
It's ABC.
ABC?
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's a reason to bookmark the American Music Awards, Ozzy Osbourne is going to perform.
Oh, yeah.
And that same night, Taylor Swift will receive the first ever Woman of the Decade Award at that same event. So, wow, I just gave you a whole...
Now, it'd be big news if Ozzy was at the Country Music Awards.
That would be something. That would really be something special. 6:54. Next hour, we will have, as usual, Random Facts with Jay. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. We'll get to the specials. They end today. So if there's something on that list, you may want to head to the grocery store like some point today. Cost plus 10 throughout the store. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is an amazing company that they have to deal with people who have gotten life's toughest break, loss of mobility. Sometimes those are short-term issues, sometimes longer-term, sometimes they're permanent, whatever the case. They provide a customized approach to the restoration of choice to the life affected. And this is what they've been doing for a long, long time, and they're recognized all over the southeastern United States, while their base is at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. They do customized motorized equipment. They have put the driving option back on the table for some who were told by a doctor that you'll just never be able to do that again. Basically, what people seek when they've received this horrible break is empowerment. Restoring choices, keeping the home safe and accessible to restore whatever level of normalcy is possible in somebody's life. Their number is 514-6590. When you have a sec, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. At 6:55, here's the latest on the roads.
Well, good morning. Hope you're having a fine Tuesday. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are looking pretty good everywhere this morning. Moderate to heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling along at the speed limit. The boulevard is building more and more cars every 10 minutes. 231, Highway 31, and Highway 331 are all a speed limit drive into Montgomery. We have no accidents to report at this time. Be cautious. Got the school zones kicking into effect in just a few minutes. Watch out for the kids in the buses this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There's nothing like a good holiday recipe. Here's one you'll love. Gather the ingredients. A washed-up sitcom actor from the 80s.
Tony Danza.
An actress who left Saturday Night Live and made one lousy movie.
Molly Shannon.
A fatal disease.
Depends on the decade. Anything from pneumonia in the 90s to typhoid fever in the 1840s.
And an entire town full of people who pitch in to help out at the last possible minute. And you've got virtually every movie the Hallmark Channel will show this holiday season. Plus, for even more fun, add a beloved family pet who disappears in a snowstorm, a priceless family heirloom that gets sold in a garage sale, or any teenager who thinks one or both of their parents are dead until they show up at the school play. From the Hallmark Channel, where our movies aren't just the crap that fills in between commercials for medicines and Geico.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
November 19th is Have a Bad Day Day. Tired of saying, have a good day? Today, tell folks to have a bad day. It feels good. Plus, it's good to hear. Now, you won't feel bad if you don't have a good day. You'll feel good that you had a bad day. Yes, Have a Bad Day Day is a good day. So, good, bad day. Or whatever.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Left me a little dazed and confused, too. Let's see what Gail's got planned for Thanksgiving.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Great. My sister wants everyone to come to her house for Thanksgiving. Last I heard, she was sleeping on a friend's couch. How's that going to work? Will we kick out the recliner and balance the turkey on the footrest? I don't want to be a snob, but most of her roommates have made guest appearances on Cops. I can see it now. Excuse me, Guido, when you find the handcuff keys, can you pass the gravy? I think in order to host Thanksgiving dinner, you should be required to be remotely normal. We'd be better off throwing a table in the back of a pickup and eating at a McDonald's.